All right, if you will, turn your Bibles to Psalms, please. Psalm 26, verses 7 and 8. Well, this week is Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. And so it's a time set aside that our government has set aside this time for thanking God for all the blessings that has been bestowed upon us, and we appreciate that so very much. I know I was getting this message ready to preach today, and I got to noticing, even in the book of Nehemiah, we find in Nehemiah 11, where they had this sacrifices of thanksgiving, and a time of praise, and a time of singing psalms, and giving thanks to God for the blessings. They were remembering what God had brought them from. They had been in Babylon previously, and had been brought back from Babylon. And the reason they went into Babylon was because of their sin, and because that they had turned their back on God, and because they had begun to worship other gods. And God had already warned them many years prior to that. Said God said, as long as you worship me, he said, I'll bless you. I'll make you the greatest of the nations. And he said, the blessings of God would fall upon you. But they got to the place that finally they just, instead of doing what they were supposed to do and going back to the temple and praising God and giving thanks to God and bringing their sacrifices unto the Lord, they began to bring in other gods and began to worship other gods. And so then God had told them and had warned them, unless you repent, unless you turn, unless you come back to me, he said, I'll have to turn you over to your enemies. And so they would not repent, would not turn. And so God had to turn them over to their enemies. And so Nebuchadnezzar came in, surrounded Jerusalem there, and took them, Israel, the northern part of the kingdom, and then later on the southern part of the kingdom, and they were taken into bondage. And so now they had come back. They had come back into the land, and they said, well, we'll not forget it. Matter of fact, the sect of the Pharisees and the Sadducees was started after this. This was started, and they said, never again will this happen. This will never happen again. And so we're going to put God first and make God first. And so they started out right, but then after a while, they got to adding to the law of God. And then when Jesus come, then they began to accuse him and rejected Jesus. And so we find that because of the rejection of Jesus Christ, there they went into bondage and were scattered for the four corners of the earth. And then we know in our lifetime that God has allowed them and brought them back in May of 1948. They became a nation to rule themselves for the first time in 2,500 years. And so we find here in Psalms now, in Psalms 26, we find it here in the Psalm of David. We find in verse number 7, he says, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved thy habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his precious word this morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come as humble as we know how before thee. And dear Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of coming and standing behind this sacred desk and proclaiming the precious word of God. Lord, we ask, Lord, now this morning, Lord, that you'd give us clarity of mind. And Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, as we stand to preach thy word. And Lord, allow us to preach thy word in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. For Lord, without the Holy Spirit of God, we can do nothing. Lord, unless you touch us and fill us with your spirit, Lord, unless you use us, Lord, there won't be anything done. And Lord, we come to you and ask you, Lord, for your leadership and your guiding and your empowering Lord, that we might be able to preach thy word today. And Lord, we ask that you supply the needs of every heart. Lord, I don't know what those needs are, but you do. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you supply the need of everyone here today. And Lord, all that you do will give you the praise and the honor and the glory. And Lord, you know my need, Lord, how I need unction from on high. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we do pray. Amen and amen. So I wanted to preach, if I may, a simple message, Thanksgiving now of the Psalms. Time and time again, and I'm going to be reading several verses here out of the Psalms. Back here where we read just to you in just a moment ago, it said, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving. David said, I'll let everybody know. Praise God, I'll let everybody know what God's done for me. He said, I'll lift up my voice to him before the congregation and before the people. And he said, I'll let them know what God has done for me, what God has done for this city, what God has done for this nation. You know, here in America, God has blessed us tremendously. God has given us so many blessings. There's no nation upon the face of this earth that has been blessed as much as this nation has been blessed. I know that our nation has come and got a long ways away from God. It's not where she used to be. But listen, still there's more Christians, more people that's living for God, more people that are worshiping God, more people that are lifting up the precious name of Jesus here in this country than any other place that I know of in this world. And so we find that God is still blessing this nation, and we appreciate the blessings. No one has the freedom that we have here in America. Praise God for the freedom that we have to worship. We don't have to worry about somebody coming in and persecuting us here in this nation. We don't have to be afraid of someone torturing us because we worship Jesus Christ. We don't have to be afraid of our families being destroyed because we worship the Lord. We don't have to be afraid of all the persecution being brought upon us because we worship Jesus Christ. Praise God, we have great freedom, but not many nations have the freedom to worship God as we have it here in America today. And we need to be thankful for that, folks. We need to be thankful. Thank God that we still have a time to set aside for Thanksgiving, that we might give thanks unto God for the blessings of life that he has bestowed upon us. Hey, listen, God has blessed us tremendously. Even the poorest of our nations live higher than some of the well-to-do in nations abroad. Praise God, we have so much here in this country, and I'm afraid a lot of people don't appreciate it. A lot of people are not thankful for it. A lot of people seem to have the idea, well, everything I got on my own. I've had people to say that. All the things that I have. Hey, listen, I worked hard to get the house that I live in. I worked hard to drive the new car that I drive. I've worked hard to wear the clothes that I wear. I worked hard to have the food and all that I have to eat. Hey, listen, but if it wasn't for God, we'd have none of those things. Amen. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for God and God's blessings upon us, we wouldn't have any of those things. We need to thank God for what we have. Yeah. I thank God that we live in a nation where the gospel is preached and is preached freely. I'm so glad that, I'm from North Carolina. And North Carolina is known as the Bible Belt. Preaching everywhere, churches everywhere. Hey, listen, my last church I pastored in Davidson County. In Davidson County, and there's 100 counties in North Carolina. That's how big North Carolina is. A lot of people think that North Carolina is about like Vermont. Let me tell you, you put almost all of New England in the area of North Carolina. That's how big the state is. And it has 100 counties. And I pastored in one of those counties, and in that one county, there is more, I'm just talking about independent, fundamental Baptist churches more in that one county than they are in all of New England. And so that is how much gospel is being preached. I mean, you, and especially on Sunday, you turn the radio on, you're going to get preachers from one end of the radio to the other. Amen. There's going to be preachers on the radio preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, and it's so foreign. Matter of fact, when Brother Junior was up here preaching revival, he was at Kentucky Fried Chicken down here, and he said he's sitting there, and said there's a couple right next to the table right next to him, and he said, "Oh, you're not from around here, are you?" He said, "No, I'm from North Carolina." He said, "Are you up here on vacation?" He says, "No, I'm up here preaching revival." They said, "What's that?" He said, "This couple never heard of revival before. They didn't know what a revival was." And I said, "I talk to people all the time about revival. Well, what's revival?" Amen. And, you know, and I explained to him. He said, "I explained it to him and everything and told him why I was up here and all like that." Listen, sometimes we take so many things for granted. Even here in this church, we might take it for granted. The blessing that we have here at Pleasant Street Baptist Church. But everybody doesn't have what we have. Praise God, I'm glad for what we have here at Pleasant Street Baptist Church. God has honored us and blessed us, and we have much to be thankful for. I praise God for the 30 missionaries that we support here every month for $30 apiece. You know, you figure that up. And praise God, these missionaries are took care of and send us letters all the time about we appreciate your constant support of us in our ministry and what we're doing on the field. And praise God. You know, I've told the church many a time, I said, God blesses us because we bless them, amen. We bless these missionaries. And God sees to it that His blessings fall upon this church because we give and support missions, amen. If you don't give and support missions, shame on you. You ought to, amen. Because praise God, the more money that we can get to support missionaries, praise God, the more missionaries that we can take on. We've got 5 missionaries just in the Philippines. And I just got a report of the earthquake that took place over there and what the damage was done over there. We've got those these 2 girls that we support down in Costa Rica. Amen. And they've had an earthquake down there. And praise God, but I'm glad that we're able to help these people. I've been in Costa Rica. I know what it is down there. Those people don't have anything. A lot of them live under pieces of tin. I've seen their houses. I've seen their places. The only cover they've got is a few pieces of tin over them to keep the rain off their head. And of course, it is like 80 degrees all year round, you know. And so they don't have the cold that we have to endure. But listen, those people just do not have anything. You know, it's a shame where children are turned out on the street. Those girls that we support, that they've been just turned out. Some of them has been brought to the church down there. For the police has brought them to the church and said, "We've got no place to put them. Will you take them in and help them?" And they take in these kids because they have no place. Their mothers and fathers or whatever has cast them out on the street. They've been living out of garbage cans. They have no clothes. It's horrible conditions. Amen. Let me tell you, we need to be thankful for the blessings of God that God has bestowed upon us. We don't have to worry about those things. God has been good to us, and we need to be thankful because of what God has done. This is what David is saying here, that I may publish. In other words, I might scatter it abroad, amen. That I might publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell all of His wonderful works, amen. Amen. He said, "Lord, I have loved the habitation of Thy house." He's talking about the house of God. "And the place where Thine honor dwelleth," amen. Praise God, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this church, Pleasant Street Baptist Church. I'm thankful for you that make up this church and are faithful to this church. I'm thankful for you, amen. I don't take it for granted. Praise God. I pray for this church all the time. I pray for you folks all the time. I ask God to continue to watch over this church and bless it and bless its people. Amen. That come under the roof of this church. Amen. And we find also over in Psalms 50, in verses 14 and 15, we find he says, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Notice what he said, offer unto God thanksgiving, and he says, pay thy vows. Hey, you know what? God has awakened me. There's times, I said, God, I mean, before I got saved, I said, God, if you'll get me out of this mess I'm in, I promise you I'll start going to church and I'll do this and that. God, get me out of it. And then I'd forget all about doing what I said I'd do. But since I got saved, let me tell you, since God saved me and he reminded me about all these vows that I'd made, these promises that I'd made to God. And it's better, as the Bible says, the Word of God, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Amen. If you say you're going to do something for God, you better do it. Because God will not discard it. You'll stand before God and answer to it, to God for it. And let me tell you, when you say, God, I make this vow to you, I'll do this, that, or the other, whatever you tell God to do, you better keep it, folks. Because God is going to require it at your hand. He's going to require you to do it. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving. He said, thank him for all the promises that he's made to you and all the blessings he bestowed upon you. And he said, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Those vows that you make, pay them. Do what you said that you do. And he says, and call upon me. And when? In the day of trouble. Hey, you know what? We all go through troubles. Seem like I'm either going into a trouble or getting out of a trouble. But we're all dealing with troubles all the time. Lord, help me. Lord, you know what's going on. Lord, you know what I'm facing today. Lord, you know the problems in my life. Lord, you know the heartache. Lord, you know these things that are going on. Lord, I need help. Lord, I need you to come to my rescue. Lord, come and help me. I need your help. And I call upon the Lord. I cry unto the Lord. There's times that I've come into the house of God and got down on the altar and prayed for hours. And God, help me. Lord, help me. I need help. I'm going through some troublesome times. I need some help. I need your touch. I need your help. I need you to come on the scene. And I need you to turn things around in my life. Lord, I've got one trouble after another. And Lord, I need to be set free from these troubles. Hey, listen, God said just give him thanksgiving. Just thank him. I like what Brother Jake was preaching this morning in Sunday school. No matter the trouble, no matter the persecution, no matter what comes your way, all the troubles that all come, just keep on pressing on. Just keep on going on. Remember, the Lord knows what you're made out of. The Lord knows what he's going to do in your life. He knows how to make the escape. He knows what he's going to do in your life. Hey, listen, he does care about you and I. We are his children, and he cares about where we're at and what we're going through, and he knows he's going to bring us through each problem that we go into. He already knows how he's going to deliver us, but we just need to keep trusting him and keep pressing on and stand firm with Christ, amen. Just say, I don't care. There was a time in my life, and it looked like everything in the world was going wrong with my life. And I said, God, I'm going to serve you even if you kill me. I just made up my mind. I said, I'm going to serve you and I'm going to live for you even if you kill me. But he didn't kill me. He just showed me I'm still sitting on the throne. Hey, do you realize that God's still sitting on the throne? Do you know God's still able to deliver you out of all the troubles and the problems that come your way? You know, you might be in a place where you say, Pastor, I just don't know what to do. Well, I might not know what for you to do either, but God knows. Yes, just keep looking at Him. Keep trusting Him. Keep walking with Him. Keep pressing on for Him. Just keep on going. Just do like the psalmist says here. He says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Now notice, he said, call on me in the day of trouble, and what will he do? I will deliver thee. Now he's not going to back up on that. This is God's word. He said, I will deliver thee. He said, and thou shalt glorify me. When he delivers you. Hey, you know what? You would never have any victories in your life if you never had any battles. Huh? And is that so? Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Listen, trouble's coming in our life because God's going to show us how he's going to bring us out of the trouble. And we need to praise him and glorify him because he's brought us through the trouble. Hey, listen, God knows exactly where we're at. God knows where we're what we're going through. He knows the trouble in our life. He knows, it's not foreign to God what's going on in our life. Hey, God just wants us to continue to look at him and keep our eyes upon him. In Psalm 69:30, we find he said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And then praise God. Just sing to him. You know, I don't do any singing before the church. I used to sing with Brenda and Amy and all. We used to sing all together and all like that. But then finally, they just kind of weeded me out. Said, well, you just need to stay out of this. You stick to the preaching and we'll stick to the singing. And so they just kind of weeded me out, you know. And so one day, I still like to sing. But one day, Brother Jerry was down in the office and Brother Jerry come up and he said, Pastor, you need to turn that microphone off. He said, you're singing. And he said, it was so bad. You know, and I said, I just need to stop singing altogether. I'm just no singer. Praise God for those that can sing, amen. I thank God for all the singers we got in this church, amen. And what a great job that they do, amen. But I found out I just need to stay out of it, amen. But sometimes when I'm in my car or truck and going down the road, and praise God, I listen to Christian music all the time on the radio, and I'll get to singing. And I said, praise God, I don't have anybody criticizing my singing when I'm alone, amen. And so I can just sing to my heart's content. But God knows my heart. God knows that I love him. God knows that I praise him. I'm thankful for him. And God knows that I lift up and sing unto him. And praise God, he don't kick me out of the car or the truck, amen. Over in Psalms 95 and verse 2. In Psalms 95, verse 2, he says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. What a beautiful verse that is. Amen. Let's come before him with thanksgiving. You know, we can thank God no matter what comes up in our life. No matter what it is, we can thank God for it. Well, you know, I broke my toe. Well, thank God for it. It could have been your whole foot. Amen? Thank God. You know, I was eating something the other day. I think I had a piece of my tooth break off. And I was chewing, all of a sudden I got something hard. And it wasn't supposed to be anything hard in it. And then I reached in there and I got it out and I looked at it and it was a white piece of bone, it looked like. I said, I think I just lost a part of my tooth. I never have found it. I hadn't looked in there. I guess I need to get, well, Brenda's blind, so I need to get somebody else to look in my mouth, see if I got any holes in my teeth. Amen. I just went to the dentist just the other week, so I know it's going to be a little while before I go back to the dentist. So But anyway, but we can be thankful, amen. We can be thankful. A lot of times when I'm thinking about this, I think about old Pollyanna. I like that movie. Yeah, that is a good, wholesome movie. And boy, she upsets people because she's always positive and always finding something good about everything. Hey, you know what? We need to be like that. We need to think. We need to realize good in everything. You know, God tells us that in Romans 8:28, doesn't He? Huh? He tells that everything is good. That's what it's all about. Everything works out for the good. Doesn't matter what comes. No matter what happens, God has got a reason for it. He doesn't turn the devil on us without having a reason. And He won't let the devil go but just so far because He's got a reason. He knows how He's going to deliver us. And He knows how He's going to make us better through the problems in our life, that He's going to make us a better vessel for His glory and His honor. Praise God. We need to realize that God's not being caught off guard when the old devil gets giving us a hard time. He knows exactly what He's doing. So just as He says here, He says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with prayer. But see, now this psalm includes me in. He says, make a joyful noise, amen. He didn't say I had to be a good singer. Amen. He said, make a joyful noise. Amen. Amen. And then we find in Psalms 100 in verse 4. Psalms 100 in verse 4. And I'm going to turn you loose. Well, I got two verses marked here. Let me read the verse before that. It says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Amen. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Praise God. When come to the house of God, don't come in. Amen. Boy, some come in like, my goodness alive. Have you been eating briars? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a face. Oh, my goodness. And in the world out here, sees Christians look like that. Why in the world would I want to be a Christian? Amen. Hey, listen, we got so much to be excited about. Amen. First of all, I'm saved. I'm saved forever. Amen. Second of all, I got a home in heaven. Amen. And it's forever. Praise God, I got, while I'm here on earth, I got my every need met. He said, He promises to meet our every need through Jesus Christ. And, you know, and I mean, we could go on and go on. I thank God for the good health that I have. You say, Pastor, you're in pretty bad health. But I thank God for the good health that I do have. Hey, I could be in a situation that I couldn't even be here. Now, this past Wednesday, I couldn't be at church. You know why? I pulled a muscle in my rib cage. I did that many years ago. Amy was telling me yesterday, she said, Dad, I remember when that happened to you years ago. And the doctor put me in the bed, and he said, I don't want you to do anything until that muscle gets better. He said, I want you to lay flat on your back. And he gave me some medicine. And put me I slept for about 2 days. And boy, he just knocked me out. And then after 2 days, the pain, everything was gone. I didn't have that medicine this time, but I did rest this week. And finally, yesterday, hey, I'm not even sore in here now. Amen. Yesterday, it got where I had very little pain, and today I don't have any. Praise God. That's how good God is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, and that's excruciating pain. If you've never had those muscles pulled in your, they call it the intercostal muscle in your ribs. If you've never had that, you better hope you never have it because it is very painful. And the doctor said, hey, that is very painful. I said, yes, it is very painful. You better believe it. Oh, boy. But I want to tell you, let me just give you just a couple more verses, and then we'll let you go. Psalms 116, verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Notice something? Constantly, 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 over and over again. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving, thanksgiving. How much more? Now see, God tells us in His Word that we need to give the praise of thanksgiving. We need to thank God for the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Hey, there is some people in this world is living in such horrible conditions, and they're scratching for their food every day. Some of them are naked and don't have proper clothing. Hey, listen, I've gone to places like this. I know what this is all about. I've seen people in these situations. Listen, folks, we need to be thankful and grateful, and we need to praise God for the goodness of God toward you and I. We should not forget that. Praise God. We've got this week of Thanksgiving set aside. But I want to tell you something. We need to be thankful every day of our lives. God has been so good to us. We need to be thankful for it. We need to thank God for His blessings that He bestows upon us each and every day. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. And the next verse says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. I'm going to do what I said. I said that I'd do so and so. Hey, let me tell you, God pressed upon me many years ago. If I'm not sure I can say that I can do something, then I'll say, Lord willing, I will do so and so. But I will not tell you that I will do something unless I do it. I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to keep my promise. I'm not going to go back on it. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go back on it. And listen, we need to keep that in mind. Closing here this morning is 147, Psalm 147, verses 7 and 8. Okay. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp under our God. Hey, you know what? That's not a harp, but it's got strings in it like a harp. Amen. Praise God when they get up here and they sing specials and all. They're keeping this verse. Amen. Amen. They're keeping this verse. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. And sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Hey, do you realize that there's so many things in our life that we take for granted and we really don't think much about it? We don't think much about when it rains. We need to thank God for the rain, because if we didn't have the rain, we would die. If we didn't have water, we would die. If we didn't have food, we would die. But God supplies and makes sure that we have the earlier, as the scripture says, the earlier and the latter rains. Get them at the right and precise times. I'll never forget something I read many years ago. And this man was going down the road and he seen these beautiful cornfields. And he stopped there and he seen the farmer out in the cornfield and he said, stopped there and he said, oh, what beautiful corn that you have. He said, it is so beautiful. It's so green. It's so beautiful everywhere. And he said, this is so beautiful. And the farmer, he turned and looked at the man and he said, yeah, we'll have got to leave it alone. He said, some time went by and he went back by. And he said, when he went by, everything was shriveled up. And everything was brown and burnt up. All the corn and the ears were dried up. And he said, well, I guess God left it alone. Too many people think they can do without God. I hope there's no one here this morning that think they can do without God. We can't do without God, folks. We need Him in our life. We need Him in our everyday life. Praise God. We need to spend time with Him in prayer and in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Spend time with the Word of God. Let God speak to you and speak to your heart. And praise God. You know, I was sitting listening to Brother Jake as he preached this morning. He's a lot like myself. You know, I'd stand up to teach and I'd wind up preaching. Well, I think that's what he does too. Amen. But I was listening to him as he took care of the Sunday school this morning. And I said, I praise God. He's come so far in such a short time. I thank God. I thank God for him. You can see God's hand is upon him. And God's calling is upon him. I thank God for this young man. I really do. And how God sent him our way. And I don't mind telling you, I'm looking forward to the day he replaces me. Amen. And he takes the pulpit. Because I'm getting to the place to where I know I won't be around a whole lot longer. Won't be able to for a whole lot longer. And praise God, God just see to it that He sent us somebody here that can do the job and take care of it. And I thank God for that. You need to pray for Brother Jake, amen, and his family. Pray for them and ask God's anointing upon them and to use them and to encourage them. And you know, and I know Brother Jake said, well, I hadn't arrived yet. Well, I've been at it all these years and I hadn't arrived either, amen. And so, but I praise God and I thank God for this young man, how God's using him. And you continue to pray for him and be thankful that God's got him here. I couldn't be here last Wednesday, but he said, yes, Pastor, I'll be ready. I'm ready to anytime. And sometime he said, Pastor, I got a message if you need me, amen. Amen. He's always ready, and I thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Well, let's have a song leader. Come on up. Amen. We need a song leader, and let's all stand. And let's find a hymn. What we're going to sing?
Page 94. Amen.
Page 94.
Near the cross.
Near the cross.